You're listening to SBS News.
England sing their national anthem, God Save the Queen, before their semi-final with the United States in Lyon. And such is the reputation of this United States team, it almost seemed like the help of a deity would be needed to defeat them. That came to the fore early. Despite the shock omission of captain Megan Rapinoe due to a hamstring strain, they again took an early lead through Rapinoe's direct replacement. A pinpoint cross from the right flank finding the head of Kristen Press at the far post, and Press made no mistake with the headed shot. 1-0 to the United States in just the 10th minute of play. But another early US goal would not mean another one-sided contest. 9 minutes later, England had levelled the scores. A cross from the left flank finding English striker Ellen White between US defenders, and White's finish did as required. However, the aerial route for finding goals wasn't yet exhausted. Lindsay Horan, brought into the starting lineup for this match, hit a short chipped cross for a run made by star striker Alex Morgan. Morgan, the glamorous face of the US squad, getting on the end of the pass with her head precisely on time to produce a glamorous finish. 2-1 in the 31st minute in favour of the Americans, and Morgan celebrated by miming taking a sip of tea. Since this was, after all, the United States versus England, the obvious comparison was drawn to the Boston Tea Party, the 1773 political protest so crucial in the lead-up to the United States declaring independence from their then-colonial masters on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. After the match, Morgan gave an explanation for the celebration, part a jovial post-goal expression of joy, part a serious expression of what her team has been through.
And I wanted to keep it interesting, and I know Megan Rapinoe has the best celebration, so I had to try to step up this game, and I feel like this team just has had so much thrown at them and at us, and I feel like we didn't take the easy route to the final this game and or this tournament, and that's the tea.
But this game was far from exhausted of its drama. Midway through the second half, a superb Jill Scott pass appeared to have set up a second goal from White to level the scores again. But the video assistant referee was called upon and found White to be offside by the barest of margins. 2-1, the score remained. With around 10 minutes to play, the dreaded video review system came into play again, and this time it awarded what can only be described as a very soft penalty to England. An excellent pass set up England's Demi Stokes, who centred the ball for White. White missed the ball, but went down after the slightest of contact to her back from US defender Becky Sauerbrunn. That was enough for the penalty to be awarded, though, and up stepped England captain Steph Horton to take the spot kick. Here's SBS commentator David Bashir's description of what happened next.
It is Horton, and it's saved. A poor penalty. Now read it beautifully. And has kept England at bay.
Horton striking her shot at goal too softly, and US goalkeeper Alyssa Nayer guessed correctly which direction Horton would go with her kick. The result, a clean Nayer save of an absolutely crucial opportunity. Morgan says Nayer literally saved the Americans and should have won the Player of the Match award instead of her. Nayer remarkably unruffled at both the time of the save and reflecting on it after the match.
You know, just trying to stay... take a few deep breaths, stay calm, just try to stay in the moment, let instincts take over. You know, these players are great players that, they can change up and work whichever side they want to. So for me, it's about staying focused in the moment, trying to get a good read and getting a good reaction from it.
Shortly afterwards, England was reduced to 10 players when defender Millie Bright was given a second yellow card, and thus a red card. The United States able to hang on to their lead from there. 2-1, the final score. The US through to their third consecutive World Cup final. Their quest for back-to-back world championships still very much alive. It's a moment of great pride for US coach Jill Ellis, who was born in England and moved to the United States when she was 15. Ellis attributes her side's success as much to what they produce internally as anything that goes on outside the team environment.
But they find a way, and that's I think that I attribute that to just the mental strength of the culture, of the environment, the history, the tradition, and also the, you know, I think they're vetted in pressure, and I think that's, you know, you saw that tonight. It's a resolve that's just fantastic.
For England, there is obvious disappointment. They had more of the ball throughout the match, but fewer of the opportunities at goal. Manager Phil Neville accepting of the video assistant refereeing decisions, but not quite as glowing in his appraisal of the on-field referee. However, this is a team that has captured the imagination of the English public, probably for the first time. And Neville's pride in his players, even in defeat, reflects that.
I thought the referee wasn't really in control of the game, to be honest with you, but she sent Millie off. We went then to three at the back. It became stretched. I can't ask for anything more. We've had the time of our lives, and they've really played their hearts out.
With one finalist determined, attention now turns to who the Americans will play in the final on Monday morning. That will be determined tomorrow morning in the same stadium in Lyon as the final and this semi-final just completed. The Netherlands will enter that semi-final against Sweden, slight favourites. The Dutch, undefeated European champions in 2017, come into the semi-final having won their last eight matches. However, they face a Swedish team that has bucked the odds before, having just come from behind to upset Germany, the number two ranked team in the world, in their quarter-final. Ellis says she doesn't have a preference as to who her team will face for the World Championship, even though they beat Sweden in the group stage of this tournament. Ellis does predict, though, that the second semi-final will be a very good contest.
I don't know who I will play, and I don't care who I want to play. it's going to be a great match. I think the Netherlands have had a great tournament, obviously coming off of Euros, tremendous, you know, performances by them, and then Sweden we obviously saw in group stage, and we know how good they are. So I think that's going to be an epic match tomorrow.
Sunila Wosti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.